Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hey everybody, this is How To Tuesday on the Tom Rowland Podcast, brought to you by Danco. And today we're going to be talking about fly fishing, specifically the connection between your fly line and your leader. It's tarpon season, a lot of people are doing this right now, and there's many ways that you can attach your fly line to your leader. You want to go with the strongest that also has a smooth connection through the guides. This is a very popular way to do it, a loop-to-loop connection where you're using the welded loop or the manufactured loop by the fly line manufacturer, and then you're tying a double overhand loop or a surgeon's loop in the leader itself in the butt section, and then you're doing a loop-to-loop. What we're going to do is we are going to test this connection out. Many fly fishermen that have been doing this for a long time simply don't trust the manufacturer's loop. They just don't know how strong it is. A lot of people have never tested it, and so that is what we're going to do today. We're going to test the welded loop that comes on the end of most fly lines these days. Here is a brand new Cortland. It has a welded loop on the back side of the line, and it also has a welded loop on the front side of the line. We're going to test and see how strong these welded loops are, if you should trust them or not. Here we go. So the welded loop, the manufacturer's loop, broke at 46.97 pounds on this particular fly line. The important thing to see here is that this welded loop was not fatigued at all, and it broke actually in the fly line. So on this particular fly line, the loop is stronger than the line. Unless you're using 100 pound test for your tarpon, if you're using 12, 16, 20, even 30, even 40 pound class tippet, the fly line is going to be stronger than any part of the leader. So you can feel confident with the welded loops. So if you have a line like this Cortland that comes with a welded loop, it is stronger than the line itself. Now the one thing about fly lines is nowhere on this fly line does it state what the core of this fly line, what the strength of the core of the fly line is. So that could differ, and we'll be testing a lot of different fly lines, but the welded loop is stronger than the line.